When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dana and Jess in the morning.
Wake up.
Let's get started.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
103.3 KFR.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What is today? Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. All the days run together this early in the morning.
They do. This week seems long, too, for some reason.
So the weather could get weird today.
Yeah.
It's going to be windy with morning sun, but then thunderstorms developing around lunchtime and staying throughout the afternoon. The thunderstorms could be capable of damaging wind gusts and large hail, so just be aware that is a possibility today. Early afternoon highs getting up to 72, but then dropping to around 65 for the high before it gets down to the low in the 50s.
Okay. This is a very weird day. And
Southwest
of course,
Michigan.
Yeah.
We're literally going to have everything except for locusts. And you know what? We might have those.
I was going to say.
It is cicada season. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, with that in mind, be careful out there, folks.
Yeah.
At least the show will be safe this morning.
Yeah.
We have this question.
There we go. Where is your favorite place to go in the summer? Let's start thinking summertime.
So, yeah. I mean, listen, summertime in Michigan, there's so many things to do. What is your favorite go-to? Maybe your favorite go-to in summertime is to get out of Michigan.
Yes.
That's acceptable, too. Let us know. Tap the chat button on the KFR app with your answer. Also, we have your Qdoba Flavor Fiesta Song of the Day coming up.
Yeah, and you could win a $50 gift card to Qdoba. And someone's going to win a $1,000 gift card.
$1,000 worth of food. That is phenomenal.
Just buy us a burrito or something. That's all we ask.
I don't think we're allowed to persuade them, but if you want to, we're not going to say
just
no.
Just saying.
Go to WKFR.com or the KFR app. You'll see a button for the Qdoba Flavor Fiesta. Tap that button. That's going to give you a full list of the songs that we're going to play and when we're going to play them. Because when you hear that Flavor Fiesta song of the day, you want to be the 13th caller at 978-1033.
Simple.
And that's not all the winning we have today.
That's right. Your first chance to get 30 grand in your hand is coming up at 8 o'clock.
Not too shabby, because we're going to have a code every hour from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. But again, that first chance coming up in a matter of a couple of hours. It's all powered by Mr. Don's Restaurant, Battle Creek. And, you know, you could take maybe two and a half minutes out of your day to get registered to win $30,000.
Come on.
No
so
big deal,
simple.
Right? All right, let's get the show started.
Yes, let's.
Happy Wednesday.
103.3. WKFR FM and WKFR FM HD1.
A Town Square Media Station.
Good morning.
Who is this?
This is Tara.
Tara, where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from Portage.
Tara, why are you calling?
Because I heard this Montel Jordan song.
Oh, yeah, the Qdoba Flavor Fiesta Song of the Day.
Yes, sir.
Well, guess what? You're caller 13!
Woo!
Oh, my goodness, yay!
Jess, tell her what she's won.
You have won a $50 Qdoba gift card.
Woohoo!
Now, have you been to Qdoba recently?
Yes.
Oh, you have. So they've remodeled all their Michigan locations. And, I mean, the food's delicious anyway. And now you're going to get $50 of free Qdoba. So enjoy.
Thank you so much.
It is good stuff. And if you love Qdoba, or even if maybe you haven't tried Qdoba before,
yeah.
I'm sure there's someone out there that hasn't had Qdoba yet.
Right.
What a great way to try. There are two contests going on here. Mm-hmm. We will have another Flavor Fiesta Song of the Day tomorrow.
Yeah.
You can find that list at WKFR.com or the KFR app. But there's another contest with a ginormous Qdoba prize.
A $1,000 Qdoba
That's
gift card.
So much food!
Come on!
And again, that website at WKFR.com or the KFR app where you tap that button that says Flavor Fiesta, there's also that place to get registered to win that $1,000 gift
That's
card.
That's right.
Good luck to everybody! More food for your mouth holes coming up tomorrow morning. Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality. Plus Michigan's number one hit music station, 103.3 KFR. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Dana and Jess with a little question.
We'll ask you a silly little question, silly little question.
Where is your favorite place to go in the summer?
Give us your answer by tapping the chat button on the KFR app, but let's start with you, Jess.
This past summer, my son and I had a lot of fun at Full Blast Water Park downtown Battle Creek. It just kind of feels like you're getting away without going anywhere.
I feel like I forget that that exists. I haven't been there in, I haven't been there since before the pandemic.
Yeah, so. We went there several times this
Would you
summer,
say
so.
That it was a blast?
It was a blast.
See, because
blast.
Their name is full. Okay. What is your favorite place to go in the summer? Tap the chat button on the KFR app with your answer.
Amber says Lake Michigan up north. Okay.
Yeah, you know what? The state of Michigan has so much to offer. And yeah. Melissa says something similar as she says Traverse City.
And I've never been. That's so sad.
So that's not even the UP. You've never even been to the north side of the lower peninsula then. Mm. Man, we got to get you in a car.
I know. Annie says, we go to Meijer and get a mixed bowl of fruit for the beach. We lay out with a blanket, sunscreen, and a book at South Beach in South Haven away from the pier. We use our boogie boards to float in the shallows, and at about 5 p.m., go to the Chinese buffet or walk the pier and eat ice cream. Can I go? Because
that just sounds like a good day. We have the entire Annie schedule. Annie also goes on to say this is kind of like a tradition since she was like a small kid that would go out to the same area and wade out in the water until they couldn't anymore. That's awesome.
So much fun.
What is your favorite place to go in the summer? James says zoos and fairs. Let me tell you. I don't want to ruin this for myself, but I like to go to Binder Park Zoo the second they open on the weekends because there's fewer people there. The sun isn't killing you.
Yes. Yeah.
It's just so much fun. And all of the chipmunks are out. It's hilarious.
Aww.
Susanna makes fun of me that we're there to see all these incredible, like, majestic animals, and I'm focused on the chipmunks running around on the sidewalk.
They are everywhere, though. Yeah. We go to the Detroit Zoo, and
it's amazing.
Same. Yeah.
But, yeah, I agree with you, man. Summertime, the smell of fair food or going to the zoo, 100%.
Yeah.
So what is your favorite place to go to in the summer? Tap the chat button on the KFR app right now with your answer. We're going to read more of those answers in about 15 minutes.
Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
Kalamazoo's number one hit music station, 103.3 KFR. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Dana and Jess, and we got a question.
We'll ask you a silly little question, silly little question.
Where is your favorite place to go in the summer?
Give us your answer by tapping the chat button on the KFR app. For me, it's the place is water where I can set my kayak.
Oh my gosh, so much fun.
Love kayaking. I own kayaks and I haven't kayaked in an incredibly long time. Life has been weird and busy this year. I mean it. I'm doing it. Once you do the whole hustle and bustle of attaching kayaks to your vehicle, driving them out, getting them off the vehicle to get in the water, then all of a sudden it's just, peace.
Yeah, it's so incredible. Is. It's a lot of fun. I'm going to make you go because I want to go too.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
What is your favorite place to go in the summer? Tap the chat button on the KFR app with your answer.
Deborah says, my backyard swing with a book.
Nice.
Perfect.
A lot of people said something like along the lines of backyard, so I found that interesting.
Oh, okay.
Ashley and Amanda just said the beach.
Yeah, anywhere, any beach. Shelley says to our lake house in Kalkaska, northern Michigan is where it's at.
My lake house. Would you happen to have any great poupon?
I just want an invite. That sounds awesome.
We're radio people. We don't have lake houses, so we're gonna tease you.
That's right.
Kim, Ashley, and Melissa all said inside with air conditioning.
That's where I am most of the summer too. And Tanya says the UP, St. Ignace, Mackinac, etc.
She accidentally spelled it ignorance.
Yeah.
St. Ignorance. I autocorrect probably did that to her.
I'm like, there's no way that she meant that.
Not at all. Okay, so where is your favorite place to go in the summer? We need more of those answers. Tap the chat button on the KFR app right now. We're going to read those answers coming up.
Dana and Jess in the Morning on 103.3 KFR. Powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
103.3 KFR, good morning.
Good morning.
It's Dana and Jess with a little question.
We'll ask you a silly little question, silly little question.
Where is your favorite place to go in the summer?
Give us your answer right now by tapping that chat button on the KFR app.
Destiny says Cedar Point.
Oh, man, it's been a while, but you know, it's funny. I'm not a roller coaster guy, but I still love going to places like that.
Yeah, I love roller coasters, but now I just can't do it as much as I...
The 90-minute line to be scared for 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
I went on one roller coaster that was seconds. Once you were locked in and you started moving, it was less than a minute and you were done. I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah.
Let's see. Where am I at? Joni and Maya. They said Lake Michigan. I feel like I skipped a couple. Yeah,
that's okay.
Sorry about that.
Lake Michigan is, again, any lake, I feel like, any beach. Kathy says Traverse City, Petoskey, any place in northern Michigan.
Nice. Another Cedar Point. Tanya says Cedar Point or up north to Petoskey.
Yeah. Vance says the moon, but I may not make it this year.
Oh, Vance.
Okay. All right.
It's always with Vance.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
All right. Actually, that's it. I made a mess of putting the silly little question answers in because we've already done Amber too, but you can keep those answers coming in or just chat with us in real time anytime by tapping that chat button on the KFR app.
Dana and Jess in the Morning on 103.3 KFR. Powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
Take a seat.
Dana and Jess tell bad-behaving celebrities where to go with Have a Seat on 103.3 KFR.
Tom Cruise has allegedly been deemed undateable due to his strict requirements for romantic partners. Sources say he has a list of conditions for his romantic partners. One of them is that they can't have chatty friends or relatives who might go to the media. They need to be open to joining his faith. Marriage is a must. And his partner's heels can't be too high.
Listen, Tom, show me the prenup, Cruise.
Yeah.
You can't convince me that Tom Cruise doesn't lock his partners up in a cage when he leaves for work every day. You can't.
No.
It's not possible. That's what I believe is happening.
No.
Tom Cruise, do your weird fast run to a chair and have a seat.
He does have a weird run.
You know how he does his hands?
Yes.
Yeah.
Honestly, I was with you, Tom, on all the requirements leading up to the part where you're telling a woman what kind of shoes to wear.
Mm.
On behalf of all women, don't tell us what to wear and have a seat.
You're fine with him saying to not have chatty friends and to be open to Scientology?
Listen, okay. I get aligning your faith with someone. I mean, he's got crazy requirements.
Yeah.
And I understand, you know, that you don't really want somebody that's putting your business out there, okay? But telling us what to wear, immediately no.
You know what sucks about the whole thing? Tom Cruise is obviously a problematic human being, but every time a movie comes out that he's in, I'm like, God, he's so good. I don't want to like his parts.
But I do.
But yeah.
And it sucks.
Every dang time. Just when you're not acting, I guess have a seat. Dana and Justin in the Morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality. Southwest Michigan's number one hit music station, 103.3 KFR. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Dana and Jess, and time to look down to Florida so we can all feel better about ourselves.
It's Florida Woman Wednesday. You can't make it up.
Woman asked for $1,000 tip back after world fails to end following eclipse. Just before the eclipse, a Florida woman tipped two servers at a Mexican restaurant $1,077 because she believed the rapture was going to occur after Monday's eclipse. The woman demanded her money back on Tuesday when the world didn't end. Witnesses at the restaurant were left shaken by her behavior. The restaurant did not refund the woman's money because she confirmed the tip to a manager.
I have so many thoughts I can't think straight. Number one, when you do a deep dive on the story, it is a fact that they were so surprised by the large tip that they wanted to confirm and make sure it wasn't a mistake. They're like,
yeah,
you have a really big tip on this. Is this the amount you meant to do? And
yeah,
she said yes, and then signed it.
Oh,
so they confirmed it the day she did the tip. So it's not like she can come back and say that was a mistake, because confirmed by the management, right?
Yeah.
Secondly, If you truly believe that the world is ending, which is bonkers, but if you really believe that, your charitable moment of giving away all that money and a tip,
it doesn't matter,
means nothing, because you're just like, this money has no value.
Right.
But you want to look like a good person for 5 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Nice.
Thanks, Florida.
And then now let's focus on the fact that you really believe the world would end at such a high level that you tipped $1,077.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
If this was an expensive Mexican meal, maybe it was what, 70, 80 bucks?
Yeah. Oh gosh. And
so
I
that's
don't
a
even
huge
know.
Tip, right? So that's how much you believe the world was ending. Read a book.
Dana and Jess in the Morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
The 103.3 KFR Facebook Friend of the Day.
Like the 103.3 KFR Facebook page, interact with us in some form, and you might be the Facebook Friend of the Day, like
Dan Roses.
Man, Dan Roses, I bet you've been the punchline of a lot of Roses jokes.
Oh, all no.
Right, so the headline is, turns out the Michigan State Kiwi is actually very real, and Dan had this to say.
Is something from Michigan State thriving? What?
Now, I don't know if Dan is making fun of the Michigan State Spartans, which as a fan of Michigan Wolverines.
That's what I was thinking. Or, I was like, oh, shots are fired out here, Dan.
But is Michigan State the Kiwi just for the state of Michigan, not for Michigan State University?
Yeah.
That's why I'm confused.
Yeah. But
either way, you get the same prize. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Get nothing. Good day, sir.
Enjoy.
Yes.
Maybe have a Kiwi. Kiwis are delicious. Well, Dan, thank you for having a cool name.
Yeah.
And also, thanks for being a part of the KFR Facebook page and the show this morning, as you are today's KFR Facebook Friend of the Day. Dan Roses. You ever say, hey, smell the roses? Ooh.
Dan and Jess in the Morning on 103.3 KFR. Powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
Do it again.
We're kicking off 103 minutes of commercial-free music next.
No commercials?
On 103.3.
It's the birthday banger.
Tap that chat button on the KFR app. Send us your date of birth. We will find the number one song on your 16th birthday because that's your birthday banger. Let's do it.
Contestant number one is Angie in Paw Paw. She turned 16 on July 30th, 1983. That makes Angie's birthday banger Every Breath You Take by The Police. Nope.
This is a song that was in the 80s, even early 90s, that was used in like every wedding, and Sting kept saying, this song is awful. It's about stalking, and it's about controlling a person you like. It's not a wedding song.
Mm-hmm. At all.
It's also not a birthday banger.
At all.
Contestant number two is Yana in Battle Creek. Yana turned 16 on December 1st of 2002. That makes Yana's birthday banger Lose Yourself by Eminem.
Okay.
It's a Michigan native.
Yes.
It's an upbeat tune. It's motivating.
That's right.
A very, very, very strong contender for birthday banger.
Absolutely. Well, let's see what contestant number three has. Amber in Kalamazoo turned 16 on April 12th, 1998, and that makes Amber's birthday banger All My Life by Casey and JoJo. Another wedding song.
Baby. Well, this song made sense as a wedding song.
Mm-hmm.
Casey and JoJo, for those of you that don't know, they are two members of the R&B group Jodeci from the late 80s, early 90s. Amazing song, obviously a number one hit, but a birthday banger, it is not.
No, absolutely not.
Mm. All right, well, I think we have a clear winner here.
We do. Yes.
Eminem, Slim Shady, Marshall Mathers, whatever the heck you want to call him. Congratulations, Yana and Battle Creek. You are today's birthday banger winner, and you won nothing.
Wow.
Yay. But we are going to play your birthday banger in its entirety right now.
Lose Yourself by Eminem.
103.3 KFR. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Dana and Jess, and it's time for us to go.
That's right. But don't forget, you've got another chance to win 30 grand in your hand coming up in minutes.
I think if I were to win, I would 100% get myself a new car. That's where some of the money would go. It'd be like a down payment on a nice car.
Yeah.
And then the rest of it would go to like a tropical vacation.
Yes.
I will burn through that 30 grand the second I got it.
Yeah.
It'd be gone.
It'd be easy to do.
Oh. So start daydreaming now and then get ready for that code just after 10 a.m. Speaking of winning, we'll have another Qdoba Flavor Fiesta song of the day tomorrow morning.
Yes.
So if you want to find out what the song is to better your chances of winning, just go to WKFR.com or the KFR app. Click that Qdoba Flavor Fiesta button, and we have a whole list of songs and when they're going to play. So good luck to everybody.
Yeah, and we're winning tomorrow with Dog Days.
Oh, that's right. My favorite
day
of the week.
Don't forget.
Dog Days at 7:30 with the SPCA of Southwest Michigan. You don't want to miss it. We'll be live on Facebook as well as on air. All right. But for now, we're going to get out of here. Have a great day. Be careful during the storm later on. Just make sure you are aware of your surroundings. That's all I'm saying. And please, just be nice to people.
If you missed Dana and Jess in the morning, we got you covered. The 103.3 KFR Morning Show can be steamed, breaded, deep fried, baked, pan-seared, sprinkled with powdered sugar, and downloaded wherever you get your podcast. Dana and Jess in the morning on 103.3 KFR is powered by Fab Face and Body, a full-service med spa where beauty meets technology and dreams become reality.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.